This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Recently, 12-year-old Esteban Vertigo made the trip from Kalamazoo to Washington, D.C. While he was in the nation's capital, Vertigo was arrested. He was joined by his mother and other families who refused to leave House Speaker John Boehner's office. They demanded that Congress take up comprehensive immigration reform. Esteban Vertigo, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. How old are you? You're 12, correct?
Yes, I'm 12 years old. I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Washington Rises Academy. I just graduated from fifth grade.
So where will you go next year?
I will go to Maple Street Middle School.
So tell us a little bit about the decision to go to Washington, D.C. and to be arrested there.
I made the decision because people like my father, because about this week, my dad was deported, and it caused me to kind of have anxieties and grow up a little bit too quickly, and I just don't want people to go through what I did that day. What happened was it was really kind of devastating because I lost my fatherly figure, and I have my stepfather is undocumented also, and I don't want to lose him like I lost my father.
Your father was deported about a year ago?
Yes.
And your stepfather is, you say, undocumented as well, so is he in danger of being deported?
He could be, because almost every knock on the door could mean that they can come and take him.
You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, I was born in the United States.
Do you get to talk to your father at all?
Well, a few months ago, he communicated, but we weren't really sure where he is now because I tried messaging him on Father's Day saying, "Happy Father's Day, I miss you, Dad," and the message still hasn't been seen. So we're hoping for the best for my father, but we're not sure what happened.
Do you know where he went after he left the U.S.?
I know he went someplace in Mexico, but I think his present whereabouts are not known. Last time we communicated, he told me that he was at my grandmother's and that he was trying to find work in Canada.
So when you were arrested in Washington, D.C., how many people were with you at that time?
4 children were arrested, but in total, 18 people were arrested.
Were you treated well?
Yes, we were treated well, very well. They communicated with us. All that they practically did was have us sit in a room.
You didn't actually go into a jail cell then?
No, we didn't really go into a jail cell. It was kind of a holding chamber or something, because the jail cells looked pretty bad because almost all of them were filled with a person and the holding cell was open, so they put all 4 of us in the same cell.
How long were you there?
About 3 hours.
Did you actually get to speak to anyone from Speaker Boehner's office?
No, he had his door locked and I felt like he was hiding from us.
How long were you there in front of his office before you were taken away?
Like 10 or 20 minutes. What they practically arrested us for was kind of obstructing the hallway or something. We were practically sitting in the hallway.
You knew when you went there, though, that was how it was going to end up, right?
Yeah, we knew most likely his office was going to be locked. And we always had we had a plan. We planned everything out as we did it. And my mom was very, very happy.
Very happy?
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
She said that it was a time where a mother could actually be proud of her son getting arrested.
So what exactly, if you had had the chance to speak to Speaker Boehner or a member of his staff, what would you have asked them to do?
I would ask the staff if they could tell the message to Speaker Boehner that we need immigration reform now. We don't wait anymore. We immediately need it, but we need to put the bill on the table for a vote.
And what would you want immigration reform to include? In other words, what sort of things should be in there so that a family doesn't go through what you're going through now, not knowing where your father is?
That they should probably legalize them in the United States so that they can get like Social Security and stuff like that, because they could be denied that if they're an immigrant. And so my stepdad can probably get a lot more rights and actually ask for what he's worth, because he's being paid like minimum at his job, but he's too afraid to ask for a raise even after all that he did for his boss. He did a lot of stuff like construction for his boss and a bunch of different things, but he's just afraid to ask for what he's worth.
Do you know other families that are in the same situation as yours?
Yes. I've heard of the lunch lady at my school. After she saw me on the news, she told me, "Thank you for sticking up for this," because she said that her daughter's father went through the same thing. Well, her daughter went through the same thing with her father. And my next door neighbor's parents are undocumented also. And they tell their kids to keep to themselves a lot, and they are really quiet about what they do, because they just don't want to be noticed by ICE or anything. So they try to keep to themselves and just move on with it.
Did that a thought occur to you at all, that by going to Washington, D.C. and being arrested, you were making a very public statement at a time when, as you say, your stepfather could himself be deported?
Well, I really didn't give off names or addresses or anything, so I really couldn't be targeted for anything, because they couldn't track me or anything unless they really wanted to look me up.
Are there kids at your school who understand what you're going through? I think immigration policy is something a lot of 12-year-olds don't give a lot of thought to unless they're actually involved in it. So I guess when you're talking to kids your age, is this something you talk about a lot?
Not really in my class, because I'm kind of made fun of. But after I was on the news for like my last 2 days of school, they kind of treated me like, "Hey, this guy is my friend," and stuff like that, because I was just on the news. But they probably didn't even understand the cause why I was on the news. They just understood that I was arrested and I was a little bit popular. But my best friend actually understands, because his mother lost his father in immigration court because he was undocumented from Puerto Rico, and he tried. I guess he was just deported. He really hasn't told me about that, but he said that it was his closest fatherly figure that he had. So I could kind of relate to him, and I was a little bit happy that I could find somebody to relate to.
Do you plan to do anything in the future on immigration? Is there a next step right now?
I don't think I can answer that. I just participate in the actions. I'm not really informed, unless it's like the day before.
But is it an issue that still interests you and something that you do plan to be active in the future?
Yes, it does. I'll be active in almost any action that they ask me to do if it involves immigration.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a politician.
You want to run for Congress?
Maybe.
Well, you might be back in that chair again someday then.
Yep.
Esteban, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Esteban Vertigo is a 12-year-old from Kalamazoo. He was recently arrested in Washington, D.C. at House Speaker John Boehner's office, demanding that Congress take up comprehensive immigration reform. Links with more information and longer versions of the interviews on West Southwest can be found at WMUK.org. West Southwest is heard every Monday and Thursday morning at 9:20 on WMUK. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.